Kyle, I'll leave you up to the quackers.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair, Commissioners, Directors. My name is Kyle Spriggins. I am the Waterfowl Section Manager stationed here in Olympia. Today, I am presenting with regards to WAC 220-416-060, the migratory game bird seasons, and WAC 220-413-100 that relates to mandatory report requirements that follow some of these season proposals. Just as a quick reminder, this is the final step in a long, drawn-out process in migratory game bird season setting that starts with federal authorities governed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that we then fit our state considerations, our state discretion within the framework, within those frameworks that are given. We can be more restrictive, but not more liberal than those frameworks. And so this is the presentation related to those considerations for the 2018-19 season. As a reminder, Washington has a wide diversity of water, particularly waterfowl species that occupy the state. That is functionally in part because of the wide diversity of wetland habitats that we have to offer and results in a wide user base of waterfowl and other migratory game bird users that are seeking those opportunities. One thing I would like to point out and acknowledge, I would like to thank Martha Jordan for her comments related to the swans. Swans are one of those that are closed at a federal level. Trumpeter swans in particular are sort of an iconic species and with regards to North American waterfowl management, and so we take that concern over lead poisoning and other sources of mortality in the state very seriously. And I thank her for her cooperation and leadership on the lead team that is the on the grounds in the field aspect of covering that topic. So related to duck seasons are fed information by breeding surveys, breeding pair surveys that are both conducted nationally, but also for our considerations within the western states. We conduct several surveys, which are highlighted here in this figure, every summer, every spring, starting here at the end of this month, both on the west side and the east side of the state. Those numbers are tabulated and combined with counts from BC, Oregon, California, and Alaska to derive the overall season structure that is allowed. With that, the results of those surveys are very positive right now, and it allows for us to maximize our opportunity, the liberal federal framework offer for the 18-19 season. So it will follow very similar structure to previous seasons with 107 days of the duck season. Two of those days are utilized towards the youth waterfowl weekend. One of the recommended proposals is that, in fact, we utilize that differently in each of the two zones. There is a west zone and an east zone in Washington. The west zone will have a youth weekend of September 22nd through 23rd. The east side will have a youth weekend of September 29th through 30th, and this allows greater opportunity for folks to take advantage of both sides of the state. That leaves 105 days for the general season, which we maximize. We have, by federal framework, we have to end on the final weekend of January. If you backdate that and try to start on a Saturday, that leaves us at the opening day that we propose. Within that, the season bag limit, 7 ducks are available for harvest per day, a daily bag limit of 7, of which no more than can be 2 hen mallards. And this upcoming year will be 2 pintail based on the federal pintail harvest strategy that all flyways abide by. Also information that is fed from federal framework are bag limit restrictions related to redhead, canvasback, and scop. Redhead will be 2, canvasback 2, scop 3, but scop season is an 86-day season, that opens November 3rd. That's very similar to previous years. The one state discretion limit that we invoke is related to sea duck harvest. We conduct extensive surveys in the Puget Sound during the wintertime to monitor population status and trends of several of these sea ducks and other water birds that occupy the Sound during the winter months. From those surveys, there have long been agreement that we need to be more restrictive on certain species, and this falls in line with similar bag limit structure for sea ducks as in the past, two scoter, two longtail, two goldeneye in the daily limit, and a one harlequin duck season limit. So that's duck seasons. Regarding goose seasons are structured differently in how the frameworks are passed down. There are agreements that are structured through management plans, population-specific management plans. And in fact, Washington, while we see six different species of goose pass through, those six are actually managed by 14 management plans, coordinating the seasons, bag limits, with considerations of how those species occupy Washington is often tricky. But last year we took the stride to separate out those bag limits so that we have individual season control related to Canada cackling geese, snow geese, and white-fronted geese. The bag limits associated with each of those types is a direct reflection of the management responsibility and the timing at which that species is here in the state. So to be more specific, this is a reflection of the population status in relation to those management plan population objectives and the consideration of what proportion of those populations are actually wintering versus migrating through the state. And therefore, the bag limits will remain the same as they had this past season, with a bag limit of four Canada or cackling geese, a bag limit of six snow geese, and a bag limit of 10 white-fronted geese. And you can cumulatively utilize that bag limit. But there is consideration, and certainly there has been response about some of the perception revolving around particularly something like greater white fronts. That population is at approximately 700,000 birds. That population objective is only about 350,000. So we are double the population objective for that goose. They do not winter here, or at least not very many winter in this state, but they do pass through this state, and pretty much every one of those geese pass through the state. So to better align the resource and the opportunity, one of the suggestions related to that youth hunt weekend was the fact of aligning those weekends with peak observed presence within Washington State, which required actually adding white-fronted goose to the list of acceptable take for youth during that weekend. So that has been included as part of the proposal. One of those specific considerations is related to snow geese. We have a population of snow geese that originates from Wrangel Island, Russia. We hold within our state approximately 50% of that population, and historically most of that has been in the Skagit, Fraser deltas. So we have kept a high degree of monitoring responsibility up there with a state management objective of trying to keep a winter flock between 50 and 70,000 snow geese within that area. The recent three-year average, which is what we use to make our decision considerations off of, has been closer to 90,000 snow geese in that region. With that, that invokes a requirement to adjust either season length and bag limit. Last year we adjusted bag limit. This year we are proposing to take a 12-day period from the regular season and put it into February. The bag limit remains the same at six, but that 12-day period would have the expressed objective of trying to target agricultural depredation concerns in that region with this above objective population. This 12-day period would start February 9th and run through the 20th. During that period, specified WDFW lands within the WAC would be closed, and both in Skagit and Snohomish counties, and the portion of Snohomish County east of I-5 during that 12-day would be closed. That is related to the concern over low snow goose numbers, high swan numbers in that area, but again, the primary objective of targeting agricultural concern, agricultural depredation concern on the Skagit, Skagit Valley. The other goose consideration is related to rezoning Goose Management Area 2. There has been long been a back and forth about how to best sort of carve out those two zones. Those two zones fall under considerations related to the closure of Dusky Canada Geese. This is within that Southwest Canada Goose Zone that actually has up to 7 subspecies of white cheek geese, both Canada's and cackling geese. And hunters are required to differentiate between those various goose types, with the concern of a low population of Dusky Canada geese. Last year we took the stride to actually align a better utilization of the dates early in the season when there's very few Dusky Canada geese around, opening a 7-day-a-week, 2-week period at the very beginning of the season. This year, to address the difference between the coastal, the way that geese are utilizing that coastal segment of that zone, those 5 counties, and the inland, we've proposed to divide the zone. Basically, the coastal zone would include Pacific County and that portion of Grays Harbor County that is west of the 101. From the inland Goose Management Area 2 zone, which would include Clark, Cowlitz, Wyacomb County, and that portion of Grays Harbor County that's east of the 101. Again, this reflects a difference in how geese are utilizing coastal pastures from inland agricultural crop types, and we would like to address that. After that first 2-week, every 7-day-a-week period, we would go back to our normal Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday only structure. Within the set dates that are provided for each one of those zones, which will differ slightly. This, the inclusion of the youth weekend, the September goose, the regular season, noting overlapping and non-overlapping periods between these two zones would effectively provide 78 days of goose hunting opportunity in that zone. What's important to point out in both this and the snow goose example is that during the closed periods of these goose hunts, duck hunting is still open. So there is still waterfowl hunting opportunity. It's just specific to duck during those times. Finally, one of the other goose considerations that we maintain here in the state, because we act as both a wintering and a migrant zone, is regarding brant. There are no changes suggested to the brant bag limit, which is of 2 per day limit. We are proposing to bump the window of opportunity back to January 12th through the 27th. And within that window, Clallam and Whatcom County both would have a 3-day set season, which is similar to last year. And Skagit would have a depending on counts that occurred that winter, basically the 2 weeks before the season opens, Skagit would have either a closed season, a restricted 3-day, or a liberal 8-day season on specified dates. Pacific County would remain at a 10-day season on specified dates, just within that January 12th to 27th window. So no change in bag limit, just a sliding of the actual season window of opportunity. With both the change in the snow goose season in Goose Management Area 1 and the proposed a proposal of having a mandatory report requirement, there is already an authorization required for those that hunt Southwest Canada geese in that Goose Management Area 2 zone. However, there has not been a mandatory report requirement. Our ability to assess whether or not more days within that zone are appropriate, we would be remiss to not have the data to support that. And currently, we don't have great data to support whether we could increase from three days a week structure. So with that, there would be the requirement of a mandatory report. This would impose no additional fee. People are already buying that goose authorization. It just would require the printout of a mandatory report card. With those moves, however, with the later season date structures for both snow goose and a long-standing later date structure in that Southwest Canada goose zone, we would suggest to move the mandatory reporting deadline from February 15th to March 20th for all waterfowl-related mandatory reports. That includes brant, sea duck, snow goose, and Southwest Canada goose. And that's covered under WAC 220-413-100. Finally, sometimes some of the other migratory game birds that kind of get last in line status, which we do oversee and are governed by these decisions within the WAC structure, are bandtail pigeon, mourning dove, coot, and snipe, which taunt you with the public hunting area sign. There are no changes in season dates or bag limits for these. This will remain static compared to previous seasons. As populations and monitoring schemes that we conduct for these, particularly the dove and pigeon, have remained static compared to previous years. With regards to falconry season, Mr. Kellogg made mention of this change, and I'm glad to see that the falconry community has noted that. There is an opportunity to take advantage of 2 days. Falconry is tied to the duck season structure. It has to fall within the dates that are provided within that 107-day structure. In the past, we have only allowed the 105 days of the regular season to be utilized. It's important to note that youth falconers could have and probably have taken advantage of the youth weekend in falconry. However, there has been no opportunity for an adult mentor or something like that to accompany them with their own bird. So this recommendation would overlay the 2 days of the youth weekends proposed, both on the west and the east zone, and provide that 2 day extended falconry season, which would include species that are concurrently open for the youth waterfowl hunt: ducks, coot, Canada goose, and white-fronted goose explicitly. So with that, those are the proposals for the migratory waterfowl seasons and game bird seasons and the additional mandatory report.
Thank you, Kyle. That picture always reminds me of one of my waterfowl biology courses. That was the test. They brought through a box of wings down and you had to... Bad memories, maybe. okay, thank you. So we have the report. We have a motion.
I move to adopt WAC 220-416-060 2018 and 2019 season, and WAC 220-413-100 as presented.
Second.
Graybill. Commissioner Graybill, second it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank